You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, December 6th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. It's free in the Apple Store and Google Play Store. So download that thing today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, December 6th, 2021. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dead, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Yes, we got a nice college basketball slate. It's a good Monday, right? Basketball season heating up. You see that it's been a crazy college basketball season thus far, you know, out the gates, whether it's the Zags losing to Duke and Alabama, you're seeing, hey, maybe they aren't just this great team. Maybe they might struggle in the NCAA tournament. Who knows? The WCC has shown up in other areas. Maybe BYU can bite. Maybe San Francisco. Maybe there's a slew. Santa Clara's playing pretty solid ball. You can go on and on and on. St. Mary's. But anyway, this college basketball season has been fantastic. You've seen it, whether it was Ohio State knocking off Duke in Columbus, whether it's Michigan. Everyone came in bullish on Michigan. They're struggling a little bit. What about UCLA? Oh, they look great beating Villanova. The Gonzaga handled UCLA. So just kind of been carnage all across the sport. But you sit there and look back, a couple surprise teams. Well, the Florida Gators are one, but they just went on the road to Oklahoma and got beat down in Norman. You got the Iowa State Cyclones. That's a great story. They're doing damage in the Big 12. The Big 12 in general, way, way up. Even Kansas State looking solid as they beat Wichita State yesterday. And really, when you key in on this weekend, I know, you know, I was there Saturday morning. I Periscope every Saturday morning at the Colby D and at the SGP Network. Give them a follow on Twitter so you'll see me live talking best bets. But We've had some, look, Memphis has been disappointing. Penny Hardaway, Larry Brown, Rasheed Wallace, they got their work cut out for them, because losing to Iowa State, then to Georgia, who's not very good in the SEC, and then Ole Miss gave it to you in Oxford this past Saturday. Red flag warning for the Memphis Tigers. They better get it together. I know they're young, I know they're inexperienced, and they need time to gel together, but that was pretty surprising there. Clemson, Miami, I was on the right side of this one. I had Miami. But that another one where some ACC battling this weekend. Nebraska, Indiana. Indiana got the win. I used Mike Woodson 7-1. That's a big win, because Nebraska blew a double digit lead in this game. Milwaukee got it done against Robert Morris. The only reason why I mentioned this is that's been one of the more disappointing teams in the country. Milwaukee, that is, with Patrick Baldwin Jr. And look, they were 1-5 1-6 coming into that game. Got it done. And it's now or never. You got to turn that ship around. UMass got it done against Harvard. That was surprising. Harvard was up big. UMass came back and won. Marquette, Wisconsin was a battle of Wisconsin there. You know, Marquette beat them last year. Wisconsin took down the Golden Eagles by 13 in Madison. That was impressive. Coastal Carolina took down Winthrop. Great week for Coastal Carolina. That's a good win against Winthrop, and they got that win against South Carolina. We'll mention more of them in a minute here. Michigan got back on track with a nice win against San Diego State by 14 and in Ann Arbor. They needed that one, because they were struggling prior to that. And that was one at half. Michigan was only up two. They made the right plays, the right adjustments in the second half to get that thing. Some of the other big games of the day to note from this weekend. Also, Louisville took down NC State in a game I was on the right side of. The Cardinals moved to 6-2. 5-point win against the Wolfpack in Raleigh. I know NC State landed a big time recruit over the weekend too, but six, they got to get it going. They got to get it going. I mean, they had a good start to the season. If they had won that one, you were thinking, wow, okay. They beat Nebraska last Wednesday in overtime, or I think a couple overtimes by four. But other than that, the other times they've been tested, they lost at OK State. They did beat Colgate, which was impressive. But we'll see coming up. I mean, they got Bethune-Cookman later this week, but then Purdue, Richmond, and then a bunch of ACC play. Something to watch out for. Dayton seems to be, the Flyers are flying. Out the gate, they were struggling. And that's one that I think is one of the hotter teams in college basketball. You look at that first week, the first, really the first 2 weeks of the season, they lose to UMass Lowell. They lose to Lipscomb by 19. They lose to Austin Peay by 6. But then around November 25th, you could really see the Flyers.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Get it together, because then they beat the Miami Hurricanes in Miami. They beat, or that might have been at actually neutral site. Then they beat Kansas. Then they beat Belmont. Those are all good teams. Then they handed it to Alabama State and Northern Illinois of the MAC. They got a big test Wednesday at SMU, followed by a home game against the Virginia Tech Hokies. Auburn looked great, destroying a good Yale team. Providence looked great, taking down Rhode Island, little backyard battle. I was on the wrong side of the Yale Auburn. I actually was on the wrong side of Rhode Island Providence too, but I was on the right side of Tennessee, Colorado. Colorado's too young. Tennessee's Rick Barnes moves to 6-1. They got some big tests coming up as well. They get, this Tuesday they get Texas Tech and then UNC Greensboro. It's a good mid major. If they get past those, next Saturday they're at Memphis. So some big time matchups coming for you. Western Illinois, another team to watch out for in the Summit League. They're playing great ball. They got a big win on a couple of big wins this past week. Keep an eye out for them. And also Davidson is continuing to roll. They're 6-2. Always Bob McKillop. Yeah, you can't fade that guy. He's a very good coach. Wildcats are getting it done in the A-10. Cleveland State, another one that I think we might see them again. They're looking really good in the Horizon League. Big 10-point win against Wright State this weekend. How about my ECU Pirates? It hasn't been pretty, but hey, 7-2 start. Let's do it. Temple took down Penn in a backyard battle. Temple's a team that's going to have to get better. I feel like out the gate they struggled, but they might be
finding a rhythm and figuring some things out. How about Jackson State upsetting Illinois State in the Missouri Valley? Big win for Jackson State there. Air Force took down Army. I felt great. I locked up Army. I was impressed by Army earlier in the year. Air Force laid it on them. The Falcons don't look now, but they're 7-1 to start the season. Shout out to the Air Force Falcons. VCU got it done against Campbell. VCU only by 4, and VCU is a team that's sitting there 4-4, kind of finding their way, struggling, but they beat Syracuse last Wednesday, or I meant that might have been 2 Wednesdays ago. Yeah, 2 Wednesdays ago, I believe. And they beat Vanderbilt, but they have some losses like to Wagner. They lost to Chattanooga by 2. And then their other losses are Baylor and UConn, which are understandable, but big win for them against Campbell to get that done. Buffalo St. Bonaventure. This might've been the game of the day. The Bonnies hit a 3 at the buzzer to beat the Buffalo Bulls. That was a huge mid-major matchup there. The Bonnies are 7-1. Loyola Chicago DePaul, Battle of Chicago. That was fantastic. Loyola got that win. Close win. DePaul's playing great ball. They're 6-1 now, and Loyola is 7-2. Syracuse battles back. Florida State was up big on the Orange. Syracuse comes back, gets that win. That was a huge win for them. Huge win for them. BYU got a big win on the road at Missouri State. You know, they had lost the game prior to Utah Valley. Colorado State, keep an eye out on the Rams of Colorado State. They're going to win the Mountain West this year. 16-point win at home against St. Mary's. And that's a good St. Mary's team that just came off beating Utah State and Logan. That was a big one. I think another key game was La Tech beat Santa Clara in the WCC. La Tech needed that win. Michigan State got past Toledo. USC Washington State. This was a great game. USC won by 2 in Pullman. That was one of the better games of on the slate Saturday. Vanderbilt SMU finally showing signs of life with a nice double digit win against Jerry Stackhouse's bunch. What other big ones stood out? Obviously Alabama Gonzaga. I mean, wow, what a performance by Nate Oates's bunch. There's speculation maybe he ends up at Maryland. We'll see. Great win for the Tide. Great weekend for the Tide, I should say. Murray State got past Middle Tennessee. That was a big win for them. Iowa State beat Creighton. How about Iowa State getting it done? San Francisco also took care of UNLV, the Dons. Then on Sunday you saw Northwestern beat Maryland. Maryland, obviously, you know, Turgeon out, Danny Manning in, or steps up as the assistant coach to head coach. Northwestern, Chris Collins take care of him. I know people speculating. Several people around college basketball coming into the year thinks Northwestern could be a tournament team, and that's a big win for them as Maryland kind of just having a really chaotic year. Valpo, my lock cashed of beating Western Michigan. That was a lock that I felt pretty damn good with because Valpo, I think just Western Michigan is not a good team in the MAC, and Valpo, I think, is a team that is getting better. I also locked up Monmouth against Canisius. That thing hit easy money there. Richmond, I was on the right side of this one too. Richmond took down Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa, hard to get a read on that team, but a big win for the Spiders as they move forward. UMBC lost at Delaware. I was on the wrong side of that one, but nice win for Delaware. I was on the right side of South Carolina beating Georgetown. Frank Martin's bunch, you know, they lost to Coastal Carolina, but they had some injuries that game. 6-2 start. We'll see if the Gamecocks, because I was kind of bullish on them in the preseason. We'll see how they do with SEC play. How about the Minnesota Golden Gophers? Ben Johnson's bunch. Great win in Starkville. This is a team that was projected dead last in the Big Ten, much like you know, Iowa State or Kansas State in the Big 12. The story of college basketball so far, I would mention the carnage, but I would also mention what jumps to mind right away is, you know, certain teams that were really projected to be bad, like Minnesota and Iowa State, a Kansas State, have been really good so far. That's been a lot of fun to watch that happen. Great story there. Belmont took down Samford. North Carolina whooped up on Georgia Tech. Arizona, and that's another one I think we should mention. The Arizona Wildcats, much better than what everyone projected, I believe. Tommy Lloyd doing a great job year one. They are still undefeated. And Oregon State, what the fuck is happening there? They are really struggling. Chattanooga took care of Lipscomb. Chattanooga's one keep an eye on in the SoCon. 7-1 right now. I think they're a really underrated team. So Xavier took down Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Xavier 7-1, and remember they did a lot of that with Fremantle out. They're only going to get better. Utah covered against Cal. Or I'm sorry, no, this was a push, but the Utes, Craig Smith doing a great job year one. Keep an eye out. And I feel like Mark Fox's Cal team is better than what we saw last year. So, and then Kansas State beat Wichita State. I alluded to this earlier. Great win. And Wes Miller in Cincinnati. I think that's another story when you talk about it. 7-2 start. Hey, Bearcats. Great weekend for the Bearcats. Arizona State beat Oregon in overtime. Wow. I mean, we were all bullish on Oregon coming into the season. Now, to be fair, we also forecasted Arizona State to be better than, I mean, Arizona State needed that. Bobby Hurley extremely needed that win. Huge win there in Eugene. Ohio State took care of Penn State, and St. John's took care of Fordham. So now let's get to today. I had a good day on the locks yesterday, by the way. Out the gate, we got Texas Southern and Florida. Florida's laying 23. And I think you should lay the 23 because Texas Southern been a terrible team. Florida coming off that, loss to Oklahoma. So I think they're gonna get back on the right side of these things. This isn't a lock because 23 points is a lot, but I mean, you look at Texas Southern, the last time they stepped on a basketball court, they lost by 27 to La Tech. So I think the play is to take the Gators there. Is a big one here. Mercer, Coastal Carolina. This is a fun game to watch here. Coastal, you saw that win against South Carolina in the past week, and Mercer, team that beat Georgia State the last time they stepped on a basketball court. Mercer played Arkansas really tough in the first game. I know the score is a little deceiving, but sign me up for watching this one. I know NC Nick locked up the Chanticleers -2, -2.5. I'm actually going to take Mercer here. This is going to be a close game. I think it comes down to the final possessions. Give me Mercer to get it done in Conway. North Carolina Central taking on the Citadel. Remember, the Citadel opened up the season with a nice win at Pitt. I'm going to ride with the Citadel -8, -8.5, shop around. Columbia taking on Colgate. They're getting 21 points. Look, I know Columbia's dog shit. All right. But this is still a team that just beat Maine by 11. I know Maine's not very good. I know you look back at the game prior, UIBC beat Columbia by 38. They also got blew out by Lafayette by 23 and Boston College by 13. However, Colgate, don't get me wrong, they need a win really bad because they're coming off of Colgate's a strange team. They beat Northeastern in the season opener. They beat Syracuse by 15, and then they lose to NC State by 3. No harm there, but the other losses: Cornell by double digits, Harvard by 5, Niagara by double digits, and then Northeastern again. They got to get some wins here. And here's a big opportunity, but I'm still going to take the 21. Give me the 21 in Columbia. The game of the day, probably in college basketball. There's a couple decent games, but this is the number one game of the night is the Fighting Illini in Iowa City against the Hawkeyes. Keegan Murray's bunch, 7-1. Fran McCaffrey against 6-2 Illinois. You know, Kofi Coburn back, and I'm going to ride with the Illini to get it done on the road, catching 2.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. That's the game to watch of the night, though. I would say that I'll hit on all the other games because it's not a huge slate. Towson travels to Kent State. Kent State laying 6. I locked up Kent State. Let's go to the land down under right there and take this, lay the 6 with the Golden Flashes. Towson's been decent, 5-3. Kent State 4-2, but I think this Kent State team's pretty good. They're gonna figure it out at home. All right, Delaware State travels to Liberty. Delaware State, the Hornets, they're not very good. I am going to lay the 22.5 in Liberty. I don't like it, though. Don't like it, but gun to my head, give me the Flames to cover that. Presbyterian Moorhead State. This, I almost locked this thing up. If there was a one to add to this, I would think about Presbyterian +11 against Moorhead. So I am taking the 11. Alcorn State, Houston, this line is ridiculous. It's 33 points. I don't know what to do here. When these lines are this big, I took Alcorn +33, hoping that Houston calls off the dogs. Houston has the potential to win by 50. I just think they're going to call off the dogs. Give me the Braves to cover the 33. Second best game on the of the night. New Mexico State travels to the Pit to take on New Mexico. We saw these teams play about a week ago, right? And New Mexico won in Las Cruces by 7. Now they got to come to the Pit. Look, I think New Mexico State might get revenge on them, but you're giving me New Mexico plus 4.5 at home in a live atmosphere. Give me Patino's bunch. Give me the 4.5 and the Lobos. Lock that thing up. Let's lock it up. All right. I think if New Mexico State wins, it's going to be in a close battle. Give me the 4.5. Even sprinkle some on the money line with the Lobos. Last game of the night, San Jose State. Tim Miles' bunch travels down to Pepperdine. Pepperdine's been a disappointment this year, coming off a 12-point loss to UC Santa Barbara. San Jose State with Tim Miles, great hire in the offseason. I like what the Spartans did, hiring, and I like the way they've been chippy this season. And I don't understand this line. It smells to me, but Pepperdine's a 4.5-point favorite. Guess what? Let's lock up the Spartans on the road in Malibu. Give me the 4.5 in San Jose State and Tim Miles to figure these things out. Sparty gets the win on the road. Sprinkle some on the money line there, too. You got a nice money line opportunity here. Maybe throwing New Mexico and San Jose State in a little parlay. All right? Do that. Have some fun on the money line. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Once again, my locks are Kent State, New Mexico, and San Jose State. Best game of the day is Illinois, Iowa. I think the second best game of the day is New Mexico State, New Mexico. And the third best game of the day is probably going to be that Mercer Coastal Carolina matchup, but also could be Towson, Kent State, or maybe that San Jose State game or Presbyterian Morehead State. All those are decent games. We got you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Football Experience because we talk college football year round over there. We talk college basketball year round over here. Subscribe to both and let's do the damn thing. All right, get that SGPN app. It's for free in the App Store, Google Play Store. You get access to all of our picks and podcasts. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, Terrell Furman Jr. We've been handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4.5 years. We've never had a losing season. That's why you want to get it. Plus, we're way over 500 on our locks each and every year. So we give you all of that for free, and you get all of our guest appearances, podcasts, all these great Mike Leach comes on talking sports with us, talking football. Whether it's Bill Burr, you got to get all that on that SGPN app. So go do that. Grab that thing. Give me a follow on Twitter at TheColbyD. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. We always talk college basketball there. This is the College Basketball Experience for Monday, December 2nd. I'm sorry, 6th. Jeez, my mother's birthday, right? This is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.